totally beverages,
and sometimes hot sauce.
That is a tasty root beer.
Coffee.
Water.
Cerveza.
Mountain Dew.
Beverages.
Beverages.
Beverages hot sauce.
Beverages.
Beverages.
Beverages hot sauce.
Welcome to Totally Beverages and Sometimes Hot Sauce, the show that was almost called K-Cups with Ro-Ro. I'm your host, Psychic Andy. Here, as always, my man, intern Josh.
I ain't afraid of no ghost.
Oh, man, we have a very, very special guest for us with us today. She is a writer and comedian whose work you have seen on Funny or Die or at the UCB Los Angeles. And her first book, Killing It, The Girl's Guide to Saving the World, The Action Girl's Guide to Saving the World While Looking Hot, is in bookstores now. Please welcome to the show, Joan Ford.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on.
No problem. I am afraid of one ghost.
Which ghost?
The ghost of emotional betrayal.
Oh, it's a ghost that lingers, certainly.
Yes.
But that's a different podcast.
Proton packs won't get rid of it.
Tis the season.
Yes.
For
Bustin.
For 30 years. Yeah. 30 years, yeah. And they couldn't invent a proton pack that would get rid of the ghost of emotional betrayal. That one just lurking around New York for decades.
That's why it's been so. That's why such a delay between those last two Ghostbusters movies. They've been working on that technology.
Oh, so it is. It's heavily featured.
Yeah.
It's mostly. Okay, well,
that's why I got my tickets.
That's why on today's episode, what are we doing?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked. It is the second installment?
Third? I think it's the third.
It's our 2.5 edition, the reboot of Profiles in Flavor.
Profiles in Flavor.
Ecto Cooler.
Ooh!
A profile in flavor.
I'm going to take all you kids out there back to your youth time days, running around, little whippersnappers watching Ghostbusters.
That's right.
It's an 80s kid favorite, maybe?
That's right. If you're an 80s kid.
But before we do any of that, Joan, we're going to get to know you first.
Sounds good. Let's do it so I can get to that sweet, sweet Ecto Cooler sooner.
Do we have any business we need to take care of real quick? I don't really think we do.
I feel pretty good about this. If you want to leave us voicemails, please do. Of course, the phone number you can call is 909-359-BEVS. And leave us a voicemail if you have a question or a comment or concern. It's beverage related, of course. Otherwise, follow us on social media at TBashPod. We're still taking submissions for your rad vessel, whatever.
Have we gotten any of those submissions yet?
Not really.
Really?
No.
And I feel like sending their avails for our live show was a little light. I definitely saw a few, which warmed my heart.
Yeah. We need more avails.
We need more avails. Specifics. What are your avails?
Yeah. We need to know dates, times, neighborhoods you prefer, all that stuff. And then we'll really lock that down.
Yeah, we're planning our first live show blowout, but we need to know our listeners' avails.
And are you going to like triangulate the prime spot to attract most of your listeners?
Yeah, it'll probably be two people, and as long as they tell us their avails, we're going to set it up in whoseever house is most convenient, probably.
Yeah, as long as there's consensus, we'll do the show. Where the thing is, until we have consensus, there will be no live show.
What I would say is you should just book the show anywhere and then try to get that location turned into a Pokemon Go gym.
Oh.
Wow. Yes.
That it turns out that's absolutely true, and I still want to know if all
it is taking everything in my body to not ask what Pokemon Go is, but that's a different podcast. We literally cannot
just talk, about it until it's relevant to the live show.
Until they make a Pokemon Go beverage.
Oh, in which case we'll chug the shit.
Yeah, we'll be all over that.
Shotgun and Pokemon Go juice everywhere.
Pokemon Go-Gurt?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that is a question.
Is Go-Gurt a beverage?
Yeah. It's iffy.
Some sort of like drink philosophy branch of this show. Like, is it a beverage?
We've talked about is soup a beverage?
Okay.
And the line we've come down on is if you'd ever drink it with a straw without having your jaw wired shut, it's a beverage.
Okay, but if your jaw is wired shut, it's not a beverage.
Well, then everything's a beverage.
Oh, fair
enough. It's kind of a...
Where did we land on gazpacho?
Well, it depends how hot out it is, I guess. We didn't really...
Joan, before we get to know Joan, what's your Snapchat game these days? Just speaking about our social game.
Oh, God.
Because we're at T-Bash Pod.
I don't have a Snapchat game. I'm just, like, getting into an Instagram game.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm like, years behind.
What's your Instagram game?
What's my Instagram game? Take selfies, taking pictures of myself.
What's your handle?
Joan Haley Ford. It's Joan Haley F-O-R-D.
Done. Wonderful. And done.
Yeah.
Well, there's also the one other thing we need to talk about, which is donations to the show.
Oh, sure.
Because if you want to donate to the show and support this thing so we can get more fun stuff like Ecto Cooler, which we actually was stolen for us from a birthday party. We'll get more of that later. But
hopefully a child's birthday party. An 80s child, but you traveled back in time.
Please, don't step on my story. We got a donation from listener Mario, who called in about us drinking limeade. And not only did he donate to the show so we could make that happen, he also just told us what brands are easy to get.
Oh, thank you so much.
So we're going to be, look for that. That's coming shortly. So thanks, Mario. Shout out. If you want to send us, you can send us a PayPal donation at totallybeverages@gmail.com.
And just for those listeners that have sent in donations and we haven't gotten to the beverage yet, we have not forgotten about anybody. Don't feel like we forgot about you.
No.
They are in the pipelines.
Everything's coming. It's all happening. This is episode 91.
Wheels are turning.
Wheels are turning. Juices are flowing. T-Bash.
Okay, John, we want to get to know you. So this is how we do it. It's called the beverage profile. Mm-hmm. We want to go from the moment you wake up in the morning to the moment your head hits the pillow. Take us through a day of what you drink in a typical day. We're going to ask you a bunch of questions along the way.
Sure thing.
But kick us off. You wake up. What time are you waking up?
And you can pick the day.
I am waking up generally around 7 a.m.
That's very respectable.
I'm trying to be an adult. I'm well into my 30s. trying to be somewhat of an adult.
Is there a pet involved?
A pet?
Yeah.
No.
Well, then you're being extra, I think, responsible, because a lot of people have to get up for those pets.
Right.
To shake them out.
A dog that needs to pee or a cat meowing at your door, clawing your face.
I fostered a pet for a little while. Dog loved me, hated my roommates, wouldn't let any of them use the bathroom. So it did not. It was a bad living situation for both my roommates and my dog. It was good for me, but that seems selfish.
Yeah, you had full reign of that bathroom.
Yeah, just like
you
the bathroom.
Get up whenever you want.
Yeah. The dog decided the bathroom was like its territory and would freak out if a roommate tried to go into it.
That's awful.
But yeah, so up around 7:30 a.m. Not too interesting. I'll do a Starbucks run.
Oh.
I try to go for iced tea most mornings. Like I'll do an iced tea paired with one of their Bistro boxes for breakfast.
Okay, wait. Okay, what iced tea are you getting? Because they have a couple options over there for sure.
Oh, I'm good. Black tea with a little bit of sweetener in it.
What kind of sweetener?
The liquid sweetener. I go for that liquid sweetener, which I guess is like another technically like two beverages.
In one.
Sure. Oh, yeah, you could just jam some of that. You could ask for a venti liquid sweetener. Is there any...
That's like the adult version of that episode of The Simpsons where Bart drinks just the squishy syrup.
Exactly. You would absolutely see the future
yes.
if you had that. Is there anybody... Which again is stepping on my time travel story later about getting this Ecto Cooler, but we'll get there eventually. Is there do you have roommates?
I do.
So are you doing a Starbucks run for everyone in your home, or are you just Starbucks running for yourself?
Just for myself.
Is it a walk or a drive?
It depends on the day. I freelance sometimes. It depends on where I'm like freelancing for the day. I'm a freelancer. So if I'm working from home, there's a one within like a walking distance that I'll go to. And if I'm driving somewhere for work, I'll find one on the way there.
Perfect.
Yes.
Venti?
Venti, yes.
Is that the 20 OZ?
Yeah, 20 OZ. Ooh. Let it last with you up until lunch.
Yeah.
You know?
That's key. So wait, so that's all the way up until lunch?
Yeah, I'd say that's my one. Maybe a few waters in here or there, but mostly it's the large iced tea until lunch.
And if you're a few waters, what are these waters looking like? Are we talking you just getting your own individual bottles? Are you carrying around a gallon jug that you're filling up at stray hoses along the route?
Is an empty venti cup from yesterday?
Yeah, no, it's it depends on where I am. If I'm, we have a water cooler at home, so if I'm working from home, I just keep getting from that water cooler that I don't pay my roommate for filling ever. and then if I'm like working in an office, I'll just take full advantage of their bottles of Dasani.
Do you have other this might sound like it's a different podcast, but I assure you it is the same. If you are working from home, do any of your roommates also ever work from home?
No, no, none of my roommates work from home. I have one roommate who is currently unemployed, so he's around home a lot more.
Okay. Will you? Will the two of you ever have water cooler chit chat around the water cooler if you're working from home? Will you take?
Yeah, a break? I guess we do. I mean, it's not centered around the water cooler, but it's near the water cooler. The water cooler is near the television, and so what I'm saying.
Oh, where's the water cooler located?
We'll watch. We have a
watch TV and sometimes glance over at the water cooler.
We have one like a living room that kind of just segues directly into a kitchen, and
but it is in the living room.
It's like I'd say it's right at the barrier between. It's in the land where
a border town.
Where, yes, the border.
It's on the threshold.
Where living room becomes kitchen. It's right there in the middle.
Practically lawless around there. Anything could happen.
It has no allegiances.
If you're playing video games, a second player could sit near the water cooler, practically sitting in the kitchen playing as if there was no rules at all.
Hmm. Yeah.
Now...
We put a leather jacket and sunglasses on it. So it's like, we can call it the Drifter.
Some worn down at the heels boots underneath it at all times. Do you guys use those paper cone cups? Whatever happened to those? Can you get those with your order of bottles?
No, we use. I don't know. I should.
Several questions.
I should look into that with my roommate who's paying for all this.
Make some demands in that room.
Listen, we love the water cooler. We love what's happened with it. But let's step up your game with some of those paper cone cups.
Do you think they made those so it was like in an office setting? Like, don't you dare set this fucking water down and spill it on something. Do you think that's why they are like that? Because you can't set those down.
No.
Wow, I never thought about it. Or do you think there was also a time where you could order countless, like, those ice cream cone holders?
Yes.
Back
in the 50s, every desk came with one of those built in.
Yeah, they're built in as a former... It's the way they repurposed ink pots in old-time school desks.
Yes.
I have another contest. If anyone has one of those coolers with the paper cups, pointy ones...
You still have to have the paper cups, not just some.
Yeah,
old,
and the paper cups have to be in there, and you can take a photo of yourself next to it holding one of the cups. Mm-hmm. I'm going to send you $10.
Whoa, a cash prize.
It's our first cash prize.
But over 13 months.
Yeah,
it'll be in installments for sure. $10 cash T-Bash prize. It's happening.
Okay.
First person to send in a photo next to a water cooler holding
conical paper cups.
Yep, you heard it here.
$10 cash prize. Email us? How do you want the submission?
Yeah,
first one, just however...
Yeah, send the first email.
As long as it's timestamped, people.
Oh, maybe you should Instagram it then. That way we can see the first one. And hashtag it...
Cups on point.
Cups on point.
Yes.
Cups on point.
Cups on point.
$10 cash prize.
Great.
Or just COP.
That'd be cops. That'd be hard to go through Instagram, I think.
I'll have a con. Yeah, I left at the end.
Go with cups on point.
Yeah.
Okay. Cups on point. Hashtag cups on point at T-Bash Pod. Instagram that. First photo wins $10 cash.
Back to your profile. So lunch happens. What's happening?
Soda with lunch. I'll straight up do a full sugar soda with lunch. Unless sushi is like the one lunch I'll do, I go for water. But usually it's a lunch with a, I'm going to say like 50-50 shot between a Dr. Pepper.
Yes.
Or a Orange Crush. With the occasional Cherry Coke or Cherry Vanilla Coke thrown in for variety.
Yes.
Yes.
Are these all out of the can, bottle, fountain?
I prefer, if I can, fountain. Fountain's the best.
Fountain, yes.
But if I'm like working in an office that has just a full stock of soda, that's what I'll go for.
Now, all of these have caffeine.
Yeah.
Except the Crush, I believe.
Crush just gives you that burst of energy from being so delicious.
There you go.
That little tropical flair of the citrus of a citrus blast will do it, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. But I brought that up to see if you needed that kick. Like, is the caffeine important? Right. You're getting a little bit, obviously, from your venti iced tea.
Yes.
What's your relationship with the caffeine?
I notice it when it's gone. I notice when I don't have it. I definitely go through... stages where I try not to indulge in it as much, and those always last about like at best a week.
Yeah,
yeah.
What's the if you're getting a fountain soda?
Yeah.
What size are you getting? Because a can is a can, right? Like, and if, will you ever like? Are you going I always get a medium, or do you get the biggest one available? What's the?
It's it, well. Here's the question: are you eating in, or are you take? Are you eating out?
It's your day. You tell me.
Well, that's the. Well, I mean, it varies. If okay. you're eating in, mm-hmm. if you're eating, then you get the small because you could just you just refill it as yeah. much as you want. Unless it's like one of those like Nazi places, like Fatburger, where they've hidden the soda fountain behind the counter, and they have complete control of it.
To either shame you into yeah. asking for a free refill, or do they not give you a refill at all?
They do not. They do not give you a free refill. They're like, it's like 89 cents for a refill or something.
It seems ridiculous. It's 2016. Just give the soda away.
We know we're paying for the cup is the expensive part. The
right.
The cup is where the money is.
That's right.
Soda's just sugar water.
You gotta stand in line again, and the cashier has yep. to ring up the 89-cent thing. How are you gonna pay with it? A dollar, but I yep. don't. Got to pull my credit card out. What a waste of time.
But if you are going to take your food to go, then you get the largest possible. So because you just need to take as much soda as possible with you.
That's right. To make up for all those times yeah. where they are getting all your cup money up front.
Yes. Side addendum to that. The other time I will switch up my soda is if I ever encounter one of those amazing all flavor, like a thousand flavor soda machines.
The Coke Freestyle machine.
Yeah, the Freestyle machines. I'm sure. Have you guys talked about this before on this?
Several times, but
yeah,
many
times.
But I think what is unique to this is a guest who is interested in a Freestyle machine, because okay. I feel like it's come, like we will talk about it, but I'm not sure how many, what are your feelings on the Coke Freestyle machine?
They're amazing. I love them.
And what's your go-to there? Are you making your own secret recipes, or?
Can I, I don't remember if it was one or two Christmases ago. They featured a specialty drink called like Santa's Magic Blend, and I believe it was like a little bit of Coke, a little bit of a lime, a little bit of vanilla, and a little bit of I want to say root beer mixed together. So it had a very like festive Christmassy flavor to it. And I will make that now. Just they don't have, you have to like build it yourself. They don't have the button anymore. That's just like,
and it was called, and we'll put that in the show notes. I think we'll put up the official recipe. It's gotta be on the internet.
Yeah. I'm probably butchering the recipe right now, but I believe it was called like Santa's Secret Soda or something like that.
And they'd probably do whatever they could to throw you off their sense. They're probably glad you're butchering this on
yes,
the air.
They don't want it out. No. Yeah. Because I mean
Santa.
Yes. Santa needs that soda most of the year. Like he's generous enough to at Christmas time to distribute it to the masses. But most of the time he needs it to keep him and his workshop going.
That's right. Yeah, they're around the clock. It's highly caffeinated stuff.
Yeah. It's just like, and yeah. So that was awesome, Santa soda. Like, but
did sleigh bells play when you'd press the button?
No, but that could be that. We should write Coke and tell them for next year. Like, okay. Please make that happen.
That would be good. Or at least go to your local Coke Freestyle restaurant, like your local yeah. Five Guys, and you could just bring some sleigh bells during the holiday season, yeah. and you just ring yeah. them every time someone does it.
And maybe redecorate the machine so it looks like a fireplace.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
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 Absolutely. Well, it seems like that's just
you. Yeah. You have a Yule log, yeah. like screensaver or something, yeah. burning.
I like that. Or dress it up like a giant Santa Claus with a fireplace for yeah. a belly.
Oh, and every time you press a button, he should be like, "Oh, I'm ticklish."
Please stop. No, pour yourself some more. It's all free. The money's in cups.
I would watch that movie, that documentary. What was it? Tickled. If Santa was like a major character, like Santa was getting, like people were making like fetish videos of Santa getting tickled.
Oh, I would watch that.
That's a thing, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Can we look that video's a thing, I'm
yeah.
sure.
Yeah. The documentary right is like a thing.
Santa fetish.
Tickle. One of our yeah. listeners has made that video, probably.
Yeah, send us your password-protected Vimeo link to your work-in-progress Santa doc, Santa
tickle video.
Or start yeah. making one. Don't rush it. Like, have it ready for the holiday season. Yeah. Like, send them in, like, right after Thanksgiving.
Is this another cash prize situation?
Yes.
Yes, this is a $20 cash prize.
Can we call this a film festival? Can we, this you guys' first film festival?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe that's our live event. We'll see. Yeah. We'll probably have our shit together by around Thanksgiving. You guys, whoever has the first documentary about a Santa being tickled fetish video, you'll get $20 cash prize. And, of course, we'll premiere it at the festival. Keep it password protected until after then. And
you'll get to put your name from now on. You'll get to like put those like feathers around your name that are like and just like put the name of the festival in real like winner best picture and then really tiny like
Totally Beverages sometimes has a first annual fetish, film festival. First annual beverage fetish film festival.
Perfect.
Okay, great.
Okay, so getting back to your profile, after lunch, what's happening between lunch and dinner? Anything? Just nursing that soda?
Nursing that soda. Might go back for another. Might go out to another Starbucks. Usually, I'll do some like some of my like own writing between work and dinner, and that'll probably usually take place at a Starbucks or a Coffee Bean.
Okay.
And that's when I go for a slightly more festive drink. I'll go for a Frappuccino, usually something with caramel in it, caramel Frappuccino, just something with more caffeine to get me through that final hump of the day.
I like that.
Yeah.
Since you sometimes go to Coffee Bean, have you ever had their tropical iced tea?
I have.
I love that. Do
it
you like it?
It is very good. Oh, no.
That's
really,
a leading question, but
it's
yeah.
It's really refreshing.
I do like it. It's very good. I may prefer it to the traditional Starbucks iced tea I'm getting. It's just that coffee beans are fewer and farther between.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there is a Coffee Bean near my house, too. It's just like the difference between like a 5-minute walk and an 8-minute walk.
Yeah.
And taking that 5-minute walk
can make all the difference.
Those 3 minutes,
absolutely,
they add up.
You need to
over
get
a lifetime.
Oh, yeah, that's easily hundreds of minutes.
Think how much more thirsty you are. Yeah. Think if of you hadn't had those 3 minutes added up,
and think of all the people on their deathbed if I only hadn't spent so much time on the walk to Coffee Bean and more time with my family.
Curse you, Coffee Bean. That's a tragedy we've all lived through.
Do you get whipped cream on the Frappuccino?
Sometimes, but not all times.
Yeah.
I appreciate the festiveness of this beverage profile.
Yeah, me too.
Year round.
Yeah.
No less.
You got to keep Christmas in your heart year round through beverage consumption.
So dinner time on, what's happening?
Dinner time... Oh my gosh! More soda. Like dinner. I will usually. I will usually have a bottle, a 2-liter of some sort of orange soda in the house.
Okay, you can't just say some sort of orange soda.
This is a dream. This is your dream Wednesday. What is that? For sure, Crush
is number one. It goes. I would go Crush, Sunkist, Fanta.
Sunkist's got a little caffeine in it, just so you know.
Oh, I didn't know
Yes.
Oh my god,
I don't even remember that.
Yeah, Sunkist is the only one rocking caffeine.
Oh, then I should stop drinking that right before. I will sometimes drink that like right before bed, being like, "This is a good."
I just brushed my teeth. What
should I do? It's a good bedtime soda. So I'll do the soda again for dinner. I would say there's something I'm leaving out there. Usually the way my night will go is I will have a comedy show, starting like anywhere from like 8 to like 11 p.m. I'll have a comedy show, and that's where I'll do some of my more like adult beveraging.
Sure.
Hopefully it's complimentary and someone's just left it a case of Bud Light in the green room or something.
A lot of times, yes. It'll be most of that is consumption is either Bud Light or Pabst Blue Ribbon or a lot of Tecate these days. I see around shows. If it's at a classier theater, they'll usually be complimentary. If they are at an independent theater, they will also be complimentary, but there'll also be a chance to donate for other reasons.
Sure. Mm.
They're not connected, you know.
These are not necessarily connected.
But yes, if their drinking puts you in a good enough mood to donate because their shows are also so great, that just works out.
What do you think on average is an acceptable complimentary improv show beer to dollar ratio? How many dollars?
Unconnected. If we were living in some sort of like fantastical world,
it is where, your perfect day.
If we you could pay for beers at improv shows, I would say my standard would be dollar a beer.
I see. The point Joan is making is not that like you're just going to reach into this bucket and take a beer and not donate to the show because you think the show sucks and therefore you deserve free beer. Your point is that there is no legal connection between
this
bucket
of
beer present and your ability to donate to the show.
Yes, I guess I'm making a in case there's some narcs listening to
the
show.
Yeah, there are. We got a little whistleblowers in the house.
Like it's a bun. All your listeners are like cops in vans right now. Like
it's a florist, unmarked, otherwise unmarked florist van that's been across the street from the studio.
They're now just like kicking in the door to the clubhouse.
Okay, so yeah, so in those cases, if there's ample free beer and you could have as many as you want, you have as many dollars in your pocket as you want to donate. Do you have a dollars per beer donation mark you're trying to hit?
I personally try to do like a dollar per beer, but also like I feel like if you're $5 is a good $5 is like a good base.
Throw $5 in, you're gonna drink a few beers.
And Venmo on it. Well, now that everybody takes Venmo, it makes life so much easier.
Do they take Venmo at in something like that?
Most comedy shows now have a thing like that need go by donation, just have like or Venmo this, which like Venmo just feels like pretend money to me. It feels
right.
Yeah,
especially if someone just paid you back for like a burrito earlier that day, and you're like,
"I have
$7."
Have Venmo on your phone?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I do a lot of jobs now that just pay me through Venmo.
That's pretty wild.
So I mean, they're like small, like coaching. They're small, like coaching jobs or directing jobs, like comedy directing jobs.
What's the difference between
jobs?
Venmo and PayPal? I'll tell you the difference. It's a different podcast, I guess.
Yeah,
like, boy, do I want to know the answer.
But you know, I'll have at any given time, I'll have like, you know, like some good amount of money in my, like, you know, not, I'm not Venmo rich, but you know, the point
I want to meet the person who's Venmo rich.
The Venmo feels like, it feels like money, like it feels like Farmville money.
Sure.
It's like, oh, I wonder, like now I can use these XP points to get my character beer, and my character is me.
My character is getting drunk. I guess that's really it. Is there anything else you're ever getting?
End of the night. Yeah. Like, I had one question about the 2-liter. So what's your 2-liter game? Like, is it lasting a couple days? One day, two days, three days. How do you feel about it later days? How does it go down?
I can get like usually probably about 2 to 3 days out of it.
Yeah.
Okay. But you gotta like screw that top on tight.
Yeah,
like,
of course.
You can't go easy on it. You got to make it like hard. It needs to be hard to open once you reopen it.
I like that. Have you ever used any kind of tightening tool or like one of those
vice grips?
No. My game is pretty strong. I can just my bare hands. I can get that cap on tight.
That's good. You don't have like a henchman you keep around to be like, Otho, please just tighten this 2-liter bottle.
Or some sort of machine,
Yes.
Yeah. You just put it in and
it's like the opposite of a soda stream.
Yes.
End of the night, you get home from one of these shows, you're about to fall asleep. End game rituals?
Honestly, that's kind of like after the shows, that's when I'm doing my dinner. My dinner game is so I do my dinner then.
Yeah.
A lot of times that'll be like takeout usually takeout or something like just grab quick from 7-Eleven, and that'll be one more soda for the road. And then sometimes if I'm trying to cut back, but if I do like a dessert, if I do like a dessert thing after dinner, it'll usually be with a glass of milk. Yeah. Some Oreos and some milk.
Yeah.
Festive all year round.
Oh, I can't, although I can't do Oreos anymore. Cause like I will eat like 30 of them in a city, and I just like they're like I'm addicted to them.
Okay, so this is just a personal you're policing yourself.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. But I can do like 2 Twix bars.
But I mean, just for anyone listening and for us in the future, if we had Oreos on a plate, you know, as you walked in, you'd feel like, oh, this is great.
Nice. For sure.
Like, you'd
be
like, oh,
Oreos.
Awesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if anybody is prepping a green room for a Joan Ford related show, just plate of Oreos.
Big plate.
What kind of milk?
Whole milk.
Whole milk.
Yes.
That's the way to go.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Whole milk.
Grew up on it.
Orange Crush.
Yeah. Mix them together.
Have you ever?
What do you got?
I don't know. You tell us.
No, I've never mixed it, although Do you guys ever do like experimental episodes where it's like, what happens when?
We haven't really. We have like with some cocktails a little bit, I guess.
Yeah, and I guess we've done some suicides where we'll just combine whatever it is that we've been drinking into one cup, see how that goes. But
you guys need like a wheel.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah,
like
we need a wheel.
Two wheels you spin at the same time and like you mix up the two things on it. Yeah.
That's a TV show, maybe.
Yeah.
Done. Maybe even a live show.
Maybe guys, even the live
show. Let's get a little consensus and we'll get a couple of wheels. Let's see what you
want
to see.
Start burning those, building those wheels.
Well, you know what time I think it is? Oh, I think it's high C, ecto cooler, a profile, and flavor.
Can I look at the can before we open it?
Yeah, of course.
So let's talk about this. This was
nice and cold.
Intern Josh, did you do any research on this?
Tell us the history of Ghostbusters.
I am.
He just did a solo episode, and look how cocky he is.
That's right.
Now.
I was behind the wheel, and it felt great. Really got to my head. Well, the OG Ecto Cooler introduced in 1989. Mm. So well after Ghostbusters.
When did the first movie drop?
84, you know? But right around the time of Ghostbusters 2.
That would make sense.
And that is actually what the tie-in was for the release of Ghostbusters 2. It originally did feature Slimer on the can.
I was going to complain about this. I feel like 90% of the reason you're drinking this is because Slimer's on the can.
That's what
Where is Slimer?
Just the existence of slime, especially in 1989, it seems like, you know, it could have been anything. Other than the word ecto, and you kind of have to be really paying attention, I think, as a, you know, say a seven-year-old. To know that ecto anything is Ghostbusters related.
Yeah,
sure.
But I mean, there is green slime on this can, but it's
Slimer.
could have been
Nickelodeon.
Is this You Can't Do That on Television Punch?
Probably. It's the same formula. Maybe in Canada it was.
Is Slimer not like in the new movie or something?
He is.
I'm not seeing him in the marketing.
There is one ad with him.
Is. Okay, good.
With her in it.
Is Slimer also a girl?
They should. If they didn't, it seems like a giant over. Yeah. Like, anyway, that's a different podcast. Listen. It does say it's a Ghostbusters tie-in. It says Ghostbusters only in theaters on the top. But the lack of Slimer
is troubling.
It is.
So what's weird is we don't have any 1989 Ecto Cooler to shoot this out with. So we don't know how close to the formula they stuck.
This is going strictly on memory for all of us.
I drank a lot of Ecto. I drank a lot of Ecto Cooler in my youth. I feel like I'll know.
I don't think I ever had it.
But oh no.
Oh
yeah, I think I escaped my childhood without Ecto Cooler. Which
sounds like a ghost to me. That's crazy to me. I mean, it really was. If there was an option to drink it, I'd drink it. Yeah. To me, what would you say? Do you have a certain memory of this that you found maybe upsetting or a letdown?
Was it more of a mix too? Were you guys getting high C like the mixture, or was it always in a can?
Always in a box.
Juice boxes.
It was a juice box.
And what was interesting about it was that it stayed on the market for like years after. Ghostbusters kind of went out of relevance.
Yeah,
until 1997.
Yeah, there was in 1997 you could still get a juice box with like the cartoon Slimer on it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
and at some point I think they might have phased Slimer off of it, and it was just high C Ecto Cooler. But yeah, at the time you could still get Slimer, cartoon Slimer on there, and it was. And I think there were also cans available, but the primary. Mode was a juice box for sure.
Okay,
you could argue that the reason this is not that this is maybe primarily for adult consumers now.
I think so.
Nostalgia
is because it's in can. I wonder if it is even in juice box.
It is, and I want to talk about how difficult this was to find because it legitimately was given to my wife at her birthday by a friend of hers who stole it from another friend's birthday party.
Mm.
Who he had bought cases of it. And as we've been eyeing this stuff on, like, say, Amazon. People are reselling it on there, and it's like $50 to $75 a case.
Wow.
And so he, I think, went. And so there's also a list I found on the internet of where people just user generated of where people had seen it out in the wild. So, like, if someone's seen it in a grocery store, they'd post it up there. The only ones in LA were like, let's say really Orange County or like out by the airport or places that were really too far away to go get it and know for sure that it would even be in stock.
Yeah.
So this can is all we have. We never got eyes even on juice boxes, and there was nothing on the list to indicate that like we definitely have juice boxes. But it is for sure a profile in flavor because it never had its equal. There is nothing quite like it. There are other citrus beverages, but I'm still so curious to know if tasting this now...
If it reminds us of something else.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I'm with you.
Especially you having never had it. Yeah. I'm so curious to know.
Now, what's interesting also... I wonder if this will start popping up more if the movie is successful.
I think
Are they kind of like holding back sort of and waiting for that like green light to be like, let's go.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know.
Let's
slime
go.
Green light.
Yeah, that's what I think that what everybody cares about the success of this new Ghostbusters movie is like, what will it mean for the role of Ecto Cooler in the future of cinema?
Truly. will it get a second feature?
Yes.
It is described on the can as a blend of orange and tangerine juices from concentrate and other ingredients.
Well, how do you think they decided that was like what slime should taste like?
The market research? Oh, this brings me to the thing that makes me mad about Ecto Cooler.
Okay.
And as a kid as well. Because you'd always be drinking out of a juice box with like a red straw. Mm. So you never knew actually what the Ecto Cooler looked like. I always assumed it would be what color?
Green.
It is absolutely not green.
That's it. I do not believe you.
I'm going to open this can, and I can guarantee it's going to look like coconut water.
That's
going to be like weird. Like
I think it's going to be orange.
Oh, this is interesting.
Do you think?
I have not seen this edition. This is literally the only can we had.
All right.
And my wife donated
Joan,
it to
what do you
show.
Think it's going
to
be?
I think, not that I disbelieve Josh's story, but I have faith that they'll have dyed it green for this iteration.
Okay.
I love it. All right. So I'm saying it's clear. Andy's saying
orange.
Joan is saying green.
But new green. If it's not, then
proprietary
Paul Feig,
slime green.
What the fuck are you doing?
Courtesy of Paul Feig Beverage Man. All right. I'm opening this bad boy.
Let's do this.
Okay. All right, first look.
I don't even want to smell it.
Oh, it's green!
It's green!
Okay. They got it right, guys. They finally got Ghostbusters right again.
That's fantastic.
This bodes
well for
the
movie, don't
you think?
Now I actually don't even believe that it was ever not green, though, right?
Yeah.
Well, listeners, tell me I'm wrong. Somebody, I think you might. I'm just emptying this can because I know we're going to want to finish this. Okay.
Oh, we need a toast.
Oh my gosh.
To all the ghosts we've loved before.
Smells like Tang.
Yeah.
It smells just like Tang.
Citrusy.
Is this just going to be Tang?
I remember this stuff. I'm going to just taste it and I want to see if it goes.
It is not just Tang.
It's not just Tang, and it's not quite how I remember Ecto Cooler tasting. I feel like.
It's a little it's a little blander, but I wonder if that's just because when we had it, when we used to be drinking it,
right.
We were younger and our taste buds were more alive.
Could be.
Yeah,
and larger as well.
They wouldn't have tamed
life.
It. Right?
What's that?
They wouldn't have tamed it.
I don't think you can tame it. Ecto Cooler.
No, it's a ghost.
It's
can fly through walls.
What's some stats on there? What's our sugars?
100% vitamin C. That's all you need to know.
Okay, all our vitamin C for the day.
One can. You'd have to chug the whole can. So we have to get three more cans, and split them. If we're gonna get 100%, because we're each drinking a third.
Sure.
Okay, 41 grams of sugar. 41 grams of carbs. That's also 14% of your total carb intake for the day. 25 milligrams of sodium. 150 cals.
It's like a soda.
Yeah.
Yep.
It really is just like a soda.
Yeah. If you like carbonated this, you would just, you'd have like limeade or something.
Yeah.
It does. It tastes very much like an orange soda to me. I remember as a kid it tasting very much like mandarin oranges, like the canned mandarin oranges. And that's what the flavor was. And there really was no equal.
I wouldn't have said tangerine unless you said tangerine.
Absolutely.
But since you said tangerine, I'm like, yeah, okay. Yeah. It's like orange and tangerine.
Yeah. Like a little bit brighter. Actually, the deeper I get into it, I'm still getting a little bit of that in there.
It is not as ridiculous as you would think sugar-wise. Or
no,
like Joan, you kind of nailed it. It doesn't... Yeah, is it just our taste buds?
I think
are weaker?
Yeah.
You would think this would knock you over.
Yeah. I feel like sometimes we have, beverages from our youth and are kind of blown away by how sweet they are, thinking, why was I able to drink so much of this as a kid? Like, I'm not sure I could... It would make me, choke right now, but this is But that is something I do remember about Ecto Cooler, is it felt very smooth.
Yeah. It was like a perfect, like, did you guys have snack time? It's in yes. grade school. Yeah, sure. it was a good like snack times beverage.
Yeah, you could eat this with some peanut butter sandwich crackers or
Pretzel sticks.
I was gonna say pretzel sticks. That sounds good. If there's you could get into maybe some Cheez-Its. Have a whole
Ziploc bag of Cheez-Its, an Ecto Cooler,
delicious.
And you're
living life.
Yeah, it's a good midday.
Closest cousin, I think, is Tang for this.
Mm.
All right.
I feel like we could make something that tasted like this using Tang as a base.
Oh, that's interesting.
I love it.
DIY Ecto Cooler.
Yeah, like trying to crack the code.
I'm pretty sure people did in the long stretch between like when Ecto Cooler went away and when it came back. I'm pretty sure people tried to do that. I'm pretty sure there was like internet scientists trying to recreate the Ecto Cooler.
Like there might even be like two high C flavors if like, some proportion of them mixed together. Yeah. Because it also does seem like I wonder if high C, like if the orange high C was a big seller for them, and they were like, okay, so let's do a twist on orange, like that'll be a good seller for us.
Yeah, that's
where was their orange not moving?
I think that's more likely.
And they were like, all right, we need to do a spin on this orange, because what are we going to do with all this orange high C?
You have all this orange high C.
These vats of it's overflowing, things bursting at the seams. I could also see it testing very well, but then no one actually buying it, and so they're like, well, obviously we've got a hit on our hands. How do we package this so the kids will actually choose?
They went to Hollywood, took a meeting with Slimer.
He ate 14 pizzas, and then
That was his contract. Yeah. Slimer's agent is always getting like shitty ends of deals. He always gets like 10% of 100 pizzas.
Always a little slimy,
and also like the butts of a bunch of hot dogs. I want to make that podcast like
Slimer's
like,
agent.
Slimer's agent.
Yeah.
Like, take another meeting. I'm here on behalf of Slimer.
He's trying to get Slimer into like prestige picks.
Yeah, that would be great. Yeah, he's not just like a slobbery ghost anymore.
Yeah.
It turns out Ecto Cooler always had 100% of your. I guess that was high C. That was why it was high in. It was high.
Yeah,
in
yeah.
C.
Yeah.
But they kept up with that 100% vitamin C. There is a recipe on the internet.
Ooh.
What's the recipe?
And interestingly enough, they use Kool-Aid as the base.
That seems okay.
This is, of course, from GhostbustersChicago.com.
Oh.
One packet of Kool-Aid, orange flavor.
Okay.
One packet of Kool-Aid tangerine flavored.
There you go.
3/4 of a cup of no-pulp orange juice.
Mm.
3/4 of a cup of tangerine juice. Or 1 can of mashed mandarin oranges. 1/3 scoop of Country Time lemonade, regular or pink.
Oh!
1.5 cups of sugar. Green and blue food coloring for color. So maybe my memory is totally wrong and it was always fucking green.
We got to do, if we can get our hands on another can of this or juice boxes of it, we got to do homemade versus the real deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a photo of this guy enjoying his own homemade concoction.
Because something tells me that this guy... This recipe, not even fucking close.
Yeah, that's like.
Yeah, it looks like green juice, like kale juice.
Yeah, like it seems like there's an over. Like it's like you need both the tangerine flavored Kool-Aid and
less tangerine than orange, right?
Yeah,
like the proportions seem off.
Yeah, and a ton of tangerines and orange juice
and like lemonade, because I would almost think lemonade would be your tangerine substitute to give it that little extra like bite, that little zing.
I feel like that guy was just like, "Mom, get me everything with orange or tangerines in it at the grocery store.
I need to create a new citrus game in town."
She's like, "Okay, going to look for jobs.
Get this guy on the phone."
No, I have a job, Mom.
I'm head of Ghostbusters Chicago.
He's team leader emeritus.
I'm working on my Ghostbusters versus Freddy fan film. which is also a real fan film, which I'm pretty sure is from Ghostbusters Chicago.
Oh, well, let's see if Ghostbusters Chicago wants to be in the film festival. All right.
They can make their Santa Tickle movie like about like a Santa ghost or something.
I thought they'd just show this movie and serve Ecto Cooler to all the guests. But yeah, if you guys want to enter and have competing Santa Tickle fetish videos.
Yeah, we got to open up our submissions probably. You're right. Yeah.
You're right. Well, there it is.
There it is.
Ecto Cooler. A profile.
Listeners, let us know what kind of memories you have about the Ecto Cooler in the comments section.
Do you think, like, one of the reasons, do you think the Slimer on the bottle or can or box or whatever. Do you think that does like subconsciously affect our, like that makes it taste better?
I think High C thinks it makes it taste worse.
Because they got rid of it.
Yeah. I think it's a real misstep, actually.
Yeah.
I'm surprised there's no characters at all from the new movie. I'm so suspicious about the marketing of this. Yeah. The fact that it is not really widely available in LA the week before the movie comes out seems so strange to me. And it really does seem like it has something more to do with like marketing this to middle America in this way that's like, you guys won't see Ghostbusters with women. What if we remind you about Ecto Cooler first?
I think it's just, I think it's just a gimmick. I think 90% of the stuff was just like sent to like nerdbait.com. So,
yeah, it's like so they had promo stuff.
Yeah, so they would just write another story about.
I agree.
I was actually, I was working at I was working at nerdbait.com for a couple weeks, and they definitely got like a box of like Ecto Cooler and a box of Ghostbusters Build-A-Bears, and I left mine at the office.
Oh, Jesus.
It was cool. It was like, it was weird. It was like the bear, but also the Ghostbusters ghost and a Ghostbuster. It was like, I don't know. I'm not sure what they were thinking.
Some crazy mishmash in that wacky lab.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you're allowed to build your own bears.
Yes. We need to take control, we need America, like the government needs to take back control of our bears. Stop letting the people build bears willy-nilly.
You can't keep using this podcast as a platform for all of your side deals here, dude. This is a beverage related podcast only.
No
more platform, no more planking for your Build-A-Bear stuff.
Not Build-A-Bear. No, we build your bears.
Either way, that's it. Not another one. Not another word. I don't want to hear another word about Build-A-Bears or not building them.
Let's do some voicemails.
Okay.
Now we're talking.
Let's do it, guys.
Hello, T-Bash. You're my favorite podcast. I think infinitely more about my beverages than anything. You are a joy to listen to. I find myself wandering in a stupid and or meditative fashion in the 7-Eleven, planning out my day by way of my beverage selections. But that's another podcast, by the way. My name's Brandy. Hi. I live in the unfortunate steamy state of Florida and spend a lot of time worshiping climate-controlled environments, which leads me always to think of ice. It's the best advance in the modern world. So it makes me want an ice shootout, one control beverage, perhaps something that has spent some time in JoJo's trunk, except when refrigerator chilled, to controls control, and how the style of ice changes the bev experience. Freezer cubes, various fridge door settings, ice pick chips, that weird round globy thing that mystifies me on Bar Rescue, the much maligned whiskey stones. The type of water might be in the ice might be a talking point. Do you use it filtered, bottled for ice, or do you worry less about its origin because it's not the primary thing? Give us some amazing facts about the evolution of ice from luxury to necessity. I know JoJo's got them. I find ice chewers and crunchers strange and off-putting, but it's certainly part of the bev experience. I suppose they have a dog in this hunt, too. Thanks so much. You guys are great. Go fuck yourselves.
Wow. Is this the first time ice has ever been brought up like this on the show?
This is the first time this suggestion has been made,
okay.
For sure.
Okay.
Yeah. And I love this suggestion.
I do, too. It already raises so many other questions for me because I feel like I feel like there's so many ice-specific beverages. I think I'd want to know that base beverage really makes all the difference.
I think it's got to be a soda.
Yeah. I think so, too. It's got to be like a Coke or a Cherry Coke.
I think it's a Coke, and then we have to take such care figuring out, like, weighing the ice, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it has to be this much Coke with this many ounces of ice, and we do the pebbled ice, we do ice cubes from the fridge, maybe we do a whiskey stone, we do...
Crushed ice, you've got to do crushed ice. Yes.
Like, maybe even, and then like also like a, just like a bag of ice from the store. I like the idea of like ice in your freezer versus ice from a store.
We're going to need a scale.
I got a scale.
And a cooler and a lot of will.
Also, maybe some of those, you can get those like ice molds now, like do some like get a, like one of those, you can get those big Death Star ice cubes now.
Yeah,
exactly. We'll do, of course there'll be a Death Star in there. There'll be some IKEA ice stirrer sticks.
The Titanic shaped one.
I didn't know about that one.
There you can make a big ice cube shaped like the Titanic. Do you think those people, while they were dying, thought, like, we're going to be getting ice cubes someday?
Someone's going to have a good laugh about this. Yeah,
I'm going to be remembered in ice cube form forever. This is great.
It'd be awesome if it's a whole tray and it's just like, there's an ice cube Titanic, there's an ice cube
Hindenburg.
Well, I was going to say just the, what do you call it? Iceberg that comes in and then also a bunch of little ice people that are like, and you can put it all in a big punch bowl.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But I also would just, I would love just like modern travel disaster ice cube line. Hindenburg, Lusitania, that train that crashed in Unbreakable.
And the one from The Fugitive.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah, let's do another
voice. Dark times.
Hey, guys. This is Jordan from Missouri. Just listening to the listener episode number 62. Sure, I'm a little behind the times. But for God's sakes, it's called Missouri. Look at the way that it's spelled. Don't listen to all the bullshit on the TV that says there's an A at the end. There's not. Pronounce Missouri. There's too many rednecks in the state propagating the whole Missouri thing. Missouri. Bye.
Listen, Jordan, I was born in St. Louis, Missouri, so I don't need to hear your bullshit right now. Should we do one more voicemail?
I like, yes, yes.
Yes.
Let's leave it at that.
Hi, Roro and JoJo. This is Jess from Long Island. I had called earlier about a whiskey shootout on Valentine's Day, and I thought I'd call back with a question.
Uh-oh, she got cut off. Let's see if she... Oh, it kept going. Here we go.
Hi, Roro and JoJo. This is Jess from Long Island. Sorry, my GPS interrupted me on my last call, so I thought I'd call back. I am the scientist who did the whiskey shootout on Valentine's Day, and I was calling you back with a question. So I was getting my car detailed yesterday because I'm getting ready to sell it, and I was waiting there and at the car detail place, and they had this huge case of water, but water I'd never seen before. It was caffeinated water. So then they sent me down a Googling rabbit hole of caffeinated water, which to me, as a complete caffeine addict, sounds like a fantastic vehicle to get the caffeine that you need. So I was just suggesting perhaps a caffeine water shootout, because there are a lot of options out there. Let me know if you're interested, and maybe I'll shoot some money that way. Thanks, guys. Have a good one, and go fuck yourself.
Yeah, we're beyond interested.
Are we interested? Oh, yeah. And welcome to our world, a Google rabbit hole about caffeinated water. This is how we live.
Would you do that shootout just on on the basis of flavor, or would you like make it like an all day thing where you see like how long they lasted, how big of an energy boost they gave you?
I think we would do just flavor, because okay. I think that would be a hard metric to go by. Right. We could live with them for a week maybe, and then kind of reconvene. Mm. But I would want to do flavor. I'd want to have maybe two or three different brands caffeine water, and then throw in two non caffeinated
water,
Arrowhead, and then. In something else.
Maybe. Oh, and blind taste tests? You don't, see if you can tell the caffeinated ones?
Yeah,
right. And especially then if they have, say, different levels of, different amounts of caffeine or something. I think so, too, because I just want to know if it even tastes good, because I don't really, I feel like, to me, caffeine delivery systems are all about the flavor, and I like water for the opposite effect when I'm drinking it, and I just think, a caffeinated soda or a coffee, that's what I'm looking for. I wonder if I'd like it, because it would just get you so jazzed.
Utah Jazz.
All right, man. I can't believe this has gone so fast, John. This has been a blast.
Oh, it's been so much fun. Are you guys going to go see Ghostbusters this weekend?
This weekend, probably, but I want to see it.
Yeah. I'm going to try. I'll be traveling, so I'm going to do my best to see it. If I can go to, if I can make it out of.
Are you going?
Yeah, I'm going to see it. I'm going to try and see it Thursday night. I am excited for it.
As am I.
Yeah,
I'm very excited.
What's I feel like right before we get to this last segment of the show,
you're going to have to tell me which one you did last anyways.
Yeah, that's the thing. I did one without Roro, and it felt wrong.
It did?
Yep. I did number 89.
Okay, cool. Did you want to say something, or is that what you
wanted
to say?
That's what I wanted to say.
That it felt weird?
Yep.
Well, This is one of my favorite parts of the show. It's the last segment of the show, and it's called Brian's Question. So when we started the show, my brother-in-law, Brian, sent us 100 beverage-related questions, and each week we've been chipping away at that list. This week's question. Vitamin water. Is my desire for a flavor my body's way of letting me know that I have a deficiency? Let me say that again. Vitamin water. Is my desire for a flavor my body's way of letting me know that I have a deficiency?
Okay. I think I know what this question is. First of all, we need to acknowledge this is question number 90 on a list of really over 100 questions. So at this point, Brian's in kind of some weird beverage fugue state. He is just typing things. They're not necessarily fully formed thoughts.
Yeah.
I think what he means is, like, if I desire dragon fruit flavored vitamin water, is it showing that I have a deficiency of dragon fruit in my system? Or, say, by extension, vitamin C or A or whichever one it's high in? Like, is your body starting to associate colors with these vitamins?
Okay.
Does that make sense? Mm.
No, I think that's how I interpreted it.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
So what do you think, Joe?
No, I don't think that, you know, I think we, I think when your body desires, I think we like wire ourselves to like, we addict ourselves to flavors and like it's not our bodies being like, you need that dragon fruit or whatever. It's like, you now have some sort of, you know, some positive emotional response to those flavors. I mean, when you like still want to go to McDonald's as an adult, it's because like that's hardwired. Like these things are hardwired into your brain. That's like that. McDonald's tastes good because you were taught it tastes good as a kid. But it's not like your body being like, you need a McDouble. Your body has a severe lack of nuggets.
Right.
Vitamin N, totally devoid in my body. That's, yeah, I agree with 100% of.
Okay. I do too. All right. This has been great. Joan, where's the best place for people to pick up your book?
Amazon.com. You just do a Amazon search for Killing It, Joan Ford. It'll pop right up. It'll be the first pop-up.
Sweet. And if people are in LA, you do a lot of shows these days, right? Where
I
can
do.
People find you? What's the best way to keep up?
Keep up with me on Instagram. That's where I'm posting all my stuff about all my shows. It's Joan Haley Ford. And you can find out. I go to theaters all around town.
Sweet. And we'll put all that stuff up in the show notes.
Thank you.
And definitely check out the book. It's great.
Sweet.
I pre-ordered it.
Oh,
and it arrived at my house on time.
Hey.
Now you can post-order it.
Yeah, I'll keep ordering copies if you keep selling them.
Jojo, you got anything that you want to tell the kids about?
No, I don't. Just I do. I want you to keep sending in stuff about the potential live show. Keep making those great videos. And we still need a couple more photos of beverage profiling. If we had a listener who we assumed maybe had hands that looked like or were actually made out of cookies because people were always offering her milk to drink, even when she wasn't asking for it. And so if anyone is ever offering you a beverage based on nothing but the way you look to them, then please email us at totallybeverages@gmail.com with a photo and a little something about your beverage profile thing.
I love it. All right, listeners.
Go fuck yourself.
I ain't afraid of no ghost.